Of everything that you know of this kind of technology, is there one thing that bothers you the most?
One thing that bothers me the most.
Or is it a combination of everything?
It's really a combination of everything, but some of the things that are coming out of DARPA now, and I have a warm spot in my heart for DARPA because they did create the ARPANET. They did fund the basic research for the ARPANET.
Mm-hmm.
I saw all that happen. But DARPA, and they've been called DARPA or ARPA at various times, depending. It just changes over the years. There's sort of a Dr. Strangelove aspect to them. And they are interested in basic research and not so interested in what happens to it later on. And some of the projects that have come out of there recently, just over the last year or so, that have been announced and have gotten talked about are very scary because they do tie together all kinds of aspects of privacy invasive technologies in a way that can make them very, very powerful, more so than an individual camera or an individual cell phone or an individual monitoring system. So we can talk about two of those if you want.
Okay.
ARPA has lots of offices. That's how ARPA works. The ARPANET came from an office called IPTO, which was the Information Processing.
Where is everything in Washington? Or are they all over the place?
Oh, they have a place in I guess it's in Virginia is really where it is. But but remember, they're basically a funding entity. You know, they take money and they fund universities and industrial concerns to do research.
Okay.
And then
whose call is it to do the funding?
Well,
Congress or some person.
DARPA's. Well, this is why things have gotten very controversial.
It's they again.
Well, lots of theys, especially in Washington, right?
Uh-huh.
In Virginia. For example, the Total Information Awareness Program, which was got a lot of flack because of the fact that it was headed by John Poindexter, who had sort of a history.
Right.
That came out of the Information Awareness Office, the IAO. That was a system to scan through lots and lots of information, credit card data, public record data, anything you could get a hold of. Originally, that seemed to be the view. Now they've tried to scale it back to see patterns in people's lives and in histories and things like that. That's why that became so controversial. Now, a new one that's been getting a lot of play, if you want to put it that way, over the last couple of weeks, it comes out of another office. That's the Information Exploitation Office.
I like that one.
They're very good. The names are great. They used to have really good logos, too. The Information Awareness Office, the Total Information Awareness Program, which was changed to Terrorism Information Awareness Program, it had a logo originally of a pyramid with an all-seeing eye at the top, scanning the world.
It was like,
they removed it after all the
It's like the back of some money, isn't it?
What
is it?
Very, very similar. But it had a kind of a ray coming out covering the planet. It was... People have saved it. It's very impressive. But the Information Exploitation Office, that's the IXO, it has the Combat Zones at Sea project. And what that wants to do, and it's probably going to succeed, is to take information from different kinds of sensory apparatus, cameras, sensors, all kinds of things like that, analyze it all together, and use it to form kind of a continuous tracking environment. In other words, if you wanted to, and you had this deployed, and you had it working the way it's supposed to work, you could, using the cameras that are so pervasive around metropolitan areas, have a record of where every single car, and in theory at least, where every single person goes. Because you can see the cars, you can see the shape of the car, you can follow it as it moves from camera to camera.
Real time.
Real time will probably be later. It's going to take some time. You generate tremendous amounts of data, so there's a question as to whether you get this all instantly or whether you have to go back to it retrospectively.
Okay.
But the power would be there anyway, and the raw data would be there. And as the computers get faster and faster, you would inevitably move toward real time. But you can see the shape of the cars, the colors, the license tags, all those things. You can see people. You can see the facial characteristics, the hair, their gait, the way they walk, the clothes they're wearing. Map them as they go from place to place. Now, DARPA says this is only for combat situations. But the funny thing is, if you talk to some of the contractors, some of the statements from the people who have been bidding on this project, they say, oh, I thought this was all for Homeland Security.
Jeez.
So there's a little
right
bit
here.
A little bit. So those are the kinds of things that I think bother me the most. When you have kind of meta technologies that tie together all these other little technologies that were sort of bad enough on their own, but you figured you could control, but you tie them into kind of a massive system that really could be quite suffocating in the end.